Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about something very important for all of us, eyes. We have Isaac Lidsky. Isaac is the best-selling author, public speaker, and a successful entrepreneur, a CEO of a construction company. Hi, Isaac. 你好。Let's just dive straight in.
Let's do it.
The way we say eyes, we use two words together. We say 眼睛。
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 Perfect. 眼, that's the first word. It's a third tone. So what we do is we make a big effort to go down first and emphasize it and up. So 眼。
眼,
眼, that means eyelid.
眼,
yeah, the eyelid, and that means the center of something, the hole or the opening.
Mm-hmm.
And that means eye.
Mm-hmm.
The second character, it also means eye, but it's a bit more specific. That means the eyeball, the pupil of the ball.
Uh-huh.
The pupil of the eye. So both are eye and eye.
Sure.
When we put it together, we say that's the eyes. 眼睛。
眼睛，
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 眼睛。
Awesome.
Yeah, 眼睛。And then we all have eyes, but some people can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, you can say 我有眼睛。
我有眼睛。
That's right. 眼睛 is eyes. 我 is eye. 有 means to have.
Uh-huh.
And in Chinese character, although we can't see, we can still imagine that the shape of the symbol was actually a hand, a human hand, holding the animal meat.
Ha! Huh. Wow.
Because imagine ancient Chinese people, meat was not very common resource at that time. So only wealthy people, the people who have,
mm-hmm.
they have the meat. So that means to have.
That's fascinating.
Yo, that's a third tone. Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, it's a very useful word.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to China or you speak with your Chinese friend, then when they ask you, do you have something? Do you have this or not or that? They will say 有没有, have or have not.
Aha, uh-huh. That's awesome.
And in this case, all you need to answer, when you have it, you say 有. When you don't have it, you say 没有.
没有.
Yeah, 没有.
没有.
Yeah, so.
A third tone, right? 有 is third tone?
Yeah, 有 is the third tone. So when we say 有没有, that's have or have not, is a question. And in this case, if we want to make a statement to say, I have eyes.
Yes.
我有眼睛。
我有眼睛。
Yeah, I have eyes. 我有眼睛。
I certainly have eyes.
Yeah, we all have eyes. But you want to say, 我看不见。
我看不见。
Yeah, 我 is I. 看, if you remember, is to
yes.
look. 不见,
yes.
not to see.
不见。Right, right, right, right.
Yeah. Isaac, you are such a genius in picking up Chinese. We need to make sure that you, we need to make sure your lovely, wonderful book, Eyes Wide Open. Should we say that in Chinese?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's do that. We already know that eyes is 眼睛.
眼睛.
Yeah, and then in this case, let's just pick up the first one. 眼.
眼.
Yeah, that's the third character.
Right.
And in this case, eyes wide open, I think here it's a double meanings, right? That means, yes, we really literally open our eyes and we see the vision. And another higher level is more like we have our open mind and then we have the amazing experience out of our ordinary day-to-day life. So in this case, we used a word called 借.
Okay, 借.
Yeah, 借. 借 in this case, that means the world.
Uh-huh.
So that means this is the vision, higher level vision. So 眼借. In this case, I don't use 眼睛 because that's a physical eyeball.
I see.
In a human head. And in this case,
yes.
actually, you are literally talking about the vision, the higher vision and the mentality, that type of thing. So
yes.
we will use 眼借.
眼借.
Yeah, 眼界, that's the second part of these four characters. And let's go back to the first part.
Uh-huh.
To open wide, we say 大开.
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 大 means big and 开 is open.
Mm-hmm.
So big, open, that's widely open, open widely.
Mm-hmm.
So 大开眼界。
大开眼界。
Yep, so now we got the title for your book.
That's awesome.
The Chinese edition.
Phenomenal.
Thank you, Isaac, for joining us. You've been amazing. You've been amazing. Today we talk about eyes, 眼睛, and then to say eyes wide open, we say 大开眼界. To say to see is 看. When you really saw it, we say 看见. When you can't see it, we say 看不见.Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见，再见，Isaac.
Bye-bye, thank you.